Mercury.
当我讲到弗雷迪·莫丘里的时候，多少人知道这个名字
？Okay, a few of you. All right.
很多年轻人是知道。
The rest of you are Chinese.
那别的人，我们都是中国人，华人。
I understand.
我了解。
I must be Chinese.
我肯定也是中国人。
I did not recognize that name.
我看到这个名字，其实我也没认出来。
But as soon as I texted my children.
当我一开始给我孩子们短信的时候，
they both said, "Of course."
他们说当然。
What's wrong with you?
你有啥问题啊？
Freddie Mercury was the lead singer for the rock group Queen.
是那个摇滚乐团的皇后乐团的那个首席演唱，叫中文翻成弗雷迪·莫丘里。
My son, who knows these things,
我儿子知道这些事情。
Assured me that he was the most talented singer ever for a rock group.
然后我儿子就想劝服我说，他是已知的这些所有摇滚乐队里边最有才华的一个那个歌手。
I didn't even know that you needed talent.
我觉得这个摇滚乐团，难道你需要音乐天赋吗
？But I listened, and he was a great singer.
然后我听，他的确是唱得很好。
Millions of fans, incredible talent.
那他是成百万、上千万的歌迷啊，是各个
A huge fortune.
那他很有钱。
He died at the age of 45.
他在45岁就过世了。
And just before he died, he wrote a song that asked a question.
在他死之前，他写了一首歌，那其中有这么一个问题。
Does anybody know what we are living for?
有人知道我们活着为了什么吗？
We've been looking at God's answers to the big questions of our world.
我们在看神对我们这个世界上一个大家都问的一个很大的问题。
We asked, what is wrong with our world?
第一个，首先我们说，到底这个世界出了什么问题？
And then Romans 3, we get God's answer.
然后罗马书三章，第23节就给了这个答案。
No one is righteous.
就是因为呢，没有三章第十节说我们的没有义人，连一个也没有。
No one seeks for God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神。
God's answer to what is wrong with our world is sin.
神对我们这个世界，就是说出了什么问题的答案就是罪。
We saw God's solution to this problem.
我们也看到了神对这个问题的解决之道。
Again in Romans.
也在罗马书。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
是福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
God's answer to the problem of sin is the gospel.
神对这个罪的问题的答案就是福音。
We ask the question, does anyone love me?
我们问这个问题说有人爱我吗？
We saw the world's answer.
我们看到这个世界的答案。
Yes.
是的。
If you deserve it,
如果你配得
if you earn it, if you do enough,
如果你赢得，如果你做得足够好
but in Romans 5, God gives His answer.
但是在罗马书第五章，神给了他的答案
God shows His love for us.
神呢，怎么神的爱怎么向我们显明呢
In that while we were still sinners,
在我们还做罪人的时候
when we did not deserve it,
当我们还不配得的时候。
Christ died for us.
基督也为我们死，就为我们死。
Love that is undeserved.
这是一个不配得的爱。
Unconditional.
无条件的爱。
Unending.
也不会结束的爱。
Agape love.
是爱加倍的爱。
This morning I want to look at a question that many of us have asked at important transition points in life.
我今天早晨我想问的一个问题就是很多人在我们面临人生转折点的时候问的。
Does my life have purpose?
我的生命有意义吗？
Or in the words of Freddie Mercury,
或者就是这个莫丘里他的话说，
Does anybody know what we are living for?
有人知道我们活的是为了什么吗？
When our world answers this,
我们这个世界上给的答案就是，
many people will give a list of accomplishments.
当你说我们活的是为了什么，很多人就会给了一个列表，他的成就。
Does your life have purpose and meaning?
你的生命有意义吗？
Sure.
当然。
Look at my good job.
你看我的好工作。
Look at how much money I have.
看我有多少钱。
Look at my professional achievements.
看看我的那个专业上的事业上的成就。
Some will point to family.
有的人就指向自己的家庭。
See how successful my children are.
看我的孩子多成功。
Others will say, oh, look at what I've done for the church, or look what I've done for missions.
有人说看看我为教会做了什么，我为这个宣教做了什么。
We seek purpose in our accomplishments.
我们很多人在成就里寻求我们生命的目的。
I read a fascinating survey a couple weeks ago.
那几个星期以前呢，我读到一个非常有意思的一个调查。
50% of millennials
那是50%千禧年的这些孩子们
say that one of their major life goals is to become famous.
那他们人生最重要的目标就是出名。
Not famous for accomplishing something.
不是因为他们的成就出名。
Just famous.
就是有人就是出名，有名声。
I want to be famous for being famous.
我想出名就是为了要出名。
I was talking to someone, they were angry about a new policy on Twitter.
我跟一个人看到一个人读到说啊，有个人对这个推特的新的这个，他们的一个政策有非常的愤怒。
Mr. Twitter, what? Musk, Mr. Musk.
就是伊朗马斯克。
Proposed allowing, giving a blue check mark to anyone who paid a monthly fee.
他要有个新政策，就是说以后谁付一个月费呢，就可以在他那个账号上呢有个蓝标。
And this person was angry.
这个人之所以生气呢，
because they have worked for a long time to earn a blue check mark.
因为他们很努力的花了很长的时间，他们还赚得了这个蓝标。
With posts and likes and all of that.
要去发推嘛，然后有人就喜欢，有多少几百个、几千个那个点赞。
And now anyone with $8 a month would be able to have the same thing.
现在一个人他只要付8块钱，他的账号上就可以有蓝标。
I didn't have the heart to tell them.
我没有有这个勇气告诉他们。
But they're not in this church, I can tell you.
他们不是咱们教会的，但是我可以讲。
And still, until they started talking, I didn't even know what a blue check mark meant.
当他们跟我讲的时候，我还不知道这个蓝标是什么意思。
All this status they had, and it meant nothing to me.
他们所有这些地位啊，这些标志对我来讲。
But here's the problem. If our answer to the question, does life have purpose, is our accomplishments.
如果我们对这个说，我们的生活有是为什么，有什么目的吗？ 那我们的答案就是我们的成就的话， 这是我们的答案的话。
None of those things are enough.
那这些事情都不够。
The more we get, the more we want.
我们得到的越多， 又想要的就更多。
If our salary moves up, someone else's salary moves up more.
如果我们得到了那个薪水增加，看别人那个薪水增加的更多。
We get a bigger office, someone else gets an even bigger one.
我们那个地位在工作上的地位提升，有的人地位提升的更高。
It never satisfies.
永远不会满足。
Someone interviewed Madonna.
有人就是采访这个麦当娜。
I never expected to quote her in church.
我从来没有想到，我竟然会在教会里就是提到这个麦当娜。
But she said this.
她怎么说呢？
I won't be happy until I am as famous as God.
她除非我像神那样子出名，我都不会。
When celebrity is your goal, you're never going to be satisfied.
如果这个名声名望是你的目标，你永远也不会满足。
The more we get, the more we want.
你得到的越多，你想要的也都更多。
The higher we go up the ladder of success, the more we strain for the next rung.
你在那个成功的阶梯上爬得越高，你就休想再往上一级爬，上一个梯子爬。
And even if we reach that goal we have,
即使你达到了你的目标，
we find out it doesn't really give true purpose to life.
但是它却并没有给你真正的生命的意义。
Someone said,
有人就说,
we live our whole life by the motto, he who dies with the most toys wins.
我们常常就觉得说，他有个座右铭啊，说我们这个谁是人生中最成功，就是有最多的玩具。
But as soon as we die,
但是一旦你死了,
they pack all our toys in a box,
就把我们所有的玩具都给包起来,
and donate it to Goodwill.
然后就给这个慈善店，二手店就捐过去了。
All the toys,
我们生命中所有的这些玩具,
no matter how big they are,
不管这个玩具有多大,
position, power, family,
不管是地位，是家庭，还是你的钱,
or a blue check mark on Twitter,
或者是在推特上的一个蓝标,
none of them are enough to answer the question, does my life have purpose?
都不能回答你这个问题，就是我的生命有目标吗？有意义吗？
And so many people decide the answer is, no, it doesn't.
所以很多人他对这个问题的回答就是没有意义。
One writer said, looking for the meaning of life
有一个作者这么说, 寻找生命的意义,
is like a blind man
就像一个瞎子,
searching in a dark room
在一个暗室里到处寻找,
for a black cat
在这个暗室里找什么呢? 找一个黑猫,
that isn't there.
这个黑猫都不在哪儿。
In other words, he said, quit looking for purpose in your life. It doesn't exist.
别再去找生命的意义了, 它根本就不存在。
We are just here.
我们就是在这儿。
When I preached a few weeks ago,
当我几个星期以前讲到的时候,
some of you laughed at a spot that I didn't think I had said anything funny.
我当大家就开始笑, 我也没觉得我讲了什么有什么好笑的呀。
Because when I talked about Elijah's discouragement,
当我讲到这个以利亚的这个就是他很沮丧的时候,
Sister Li Chen translated
那个上一个立春姐妹就翻译到,
with the phrase 躺平,
他讲的那个用的一个词是躺平,
lay flat.
然后当时我不知道他讲的翻译为什么大家都笑, 因为他用那个词嘛,
so I went home to find out, why did you laugh?
所以我就, 因为我觉得我讲这个词也没有什么好笑的, 但是他翻译后, 你们都开始笑, 我就回家找说, 为什么你们在笑?
And if I understand correctly,
如果我理解的是正确的,
it comes from the idea that many people have come to.
这就是, 其实, 就是大家好像现在都有了这个概念, 就是会想到说,
life in China has become a rat race.
这个在中国的这个生活就竞争很激烈, 就像那个老鼠比赛似的,
it's all empty and meaningless.
都是, 啊, 叫空洞, 没有意义。
So instead of finding a good job, starting a family, working hard to build a successful life,
所以不是说去找到好工作, 建立家庭, 然后努力的工作,
I'll just lay flat.
我们就躺平。
I'll do nothing. There's no future.
没有未来。
Life has no meaning. Why bother?
生命都没有任何意义, 为什么还去努力呢?
And I read that and I thought,
我就回家去找这个词, 我读到这个我就想,
how sad.
多么令人难过。
If life has no purpose,
如果生命是没有意义, 没有目的的,
why bother?
那还有什么, 那干嘛还去努力呢, 还去做呢?
But in Romans, Paul gives us a different answer to this
question.
As I read from Romans 8, listen for the word called. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Three times in this paragraph, Paul uses this word called.
在这一段里, 保罗用了三次招这个词, 招,
a word that talks, speaks of a vocation, of purpose.
这个词呢, 它意味着这个有, 有使命, 有目的,
a meaning in life.
是生命中, 生活中的意义。
He says, Paul, God created you for a purpose.
保罗说, 神创造你是有目的的。
And that gives your life meaning.
那就给你的生命带来目的, 带来意义。
And he tells us in verse 29 what that purpose and meaning is.
他在29节告诉我们这个意义跟目的是什么。
God's purpose is to shape you into the image of Jesus Christ.
神的目标就是把你塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
Paul says the most important thing God is doing in your life right now,
保罗说在你的生命中神所做的最重要的事情就是,
is shaping you into the image of Jesus.
把你塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
Now some of you are thinking, what a letdown.
然后你就听了说, 哎呀, 真让人失望啊。
I wanted something practical and meaningful.
我想一些有实际的有实际意义的这样的一个答案。
I wanted something impressive.
我想要这个真的能够打动我的一个东西。
And after all this building up to it, you just gave me a nice religious Sunday school answer.
前面讲了那么多，最后你就给了我一个宗教的，符合那个星期天听到的宗教词语。
But if you feel that way,
但如果你是这样想的话
it's because you don't really understand how significant and life-changing it is to be shaped into the image of Jesus.
那是因为你不知道被塑造成耶稣基督的形象是有多么的重要，也是有多大的影响力。
When we look like Jesus, that has more impact than we can imagine.
如果我们像耶稣基督，那对我们的影响是远超我们所能想象的。
If you fulfill that purpose in your life,
如果你已经成就了那个在你生命中的目的的话
if you allow Jesus, God to transform you into the image of Jesus,
如果你让神把你改变、更新、塑造成耶稣基督的形象
it's going to impact your marriage,
那会影响你的婚姻
it's going to impact your job,
会影响你的工作
it's going to impact your retirement plans,
影响你的退休计划
Your involvement in the community,
你在社区里的这个摄入,
your politics,
你的政治,
everything will look different if you look like Jesus.
如果你像耶稣基督，那每样事情看的都不同了。
So please don't take this as just a Sunday school answer.
所以不要就把这个想成说，哦，这就是星期天的一个宗教词语的回答。
This is real life.
这是一个真实的生活，生。
Paul says, before you were ever born.
保罗说，在你出生之前。
God was already looking at you, thinking about you personally.
神已经各就是想到你这个人了。
He was making a plan for you.
他为你已经有一个计划。
To shape you into the image of Jesus.
把你塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
To make you personally look like Jesus.
就让你个人的看着就像耶稣基督。
And that would affect every area of your life.
那会影响到你生活的每个方面。
Because being a disciple of Jesus is more than taking on a set of beliefs.
成为耶稣的门徒不是就是相信一套的信条。
It's more than being baptized and joining a church.
不是就是受洗加入教会。
Being a disciple of Jesus means allowing God to transform you so dramatically.
成为耶稣的门徒就意味着让神这样子如此的来转变你。
That everything about you.
然后是你的生活的每个部分。
Your actions, your attitude, your talk.
你的态度，你的言语。
It all looks like Jesus.
所有这一切都会像耶稣。
And do you realize how dramatic that change would be?
你知道这样子的改变是多么的巨大吗
？It's not just a Sunday issue.
不再是说只是星期天的一个话题。
It will impact everything you do.
会影响你做的每一件事情。
So. For a few minutes, what's it look like when we're transformed into the image of Jesus?
那我们几分钟来想一下，当你被改变成耶稣，转变成耶稣基督的形象的样式的话，会怎么样？看。
Let me give you just one example.
我只给你一个例子。
And there's a bunch of them we could do.
有很多我们可以做。
One example, John 13.
我们看约翰福音第十三章。
Tells the story of Jesus' last meal before he's crucified.
讲到了在耶稣被钉十字架。
Earlier, the disciples have been arguing.
在这之前呢，门徒在他们在争论，在辩论。
Which one of us is the greatest?
我们中间谁是为首的，谁是最大的
？Who's most important? Who does Jesus like most?
耶稣最喜欢谁？谁是最重要的？谁是老大
？Two of them have been plotting how to get the top positions.
那有两个呢，在那计划说怎么能够得到这个最高的位置。
They send their mother.
他们就派他们的妈妈。
She was Chinese.
那他妈妈肯定是中国人。
They send their mother.
他们让妈妈
to say to Jesus.
让妈妈去跟耶稣讲。
Give my boys the top jobs.
把那两个最重要的位置留给我俩儿子。
They've been with Jesus 3 years.
他们已经跟随耶稣三年了。
But they are still thinking from the world's perspective.
但是他们仍然是从这个世界的角度眼光来看。
That's the background for John 13.
那个就是约翰福音十三章的背景。
When Jesus and his disciples gather for a dinner,
当主耶稣跟他的门徒聚集在一起要吃晚餐的时候，
it's a Passover feast.
那个是逾越节的晚餐。
And there was always a servant who was there to wash the dust off the feet of the guest.
那当时应该总是有一个仆人在那里洗仆人的洗那个客人的脚，把他的脚上的 灰尘给洗掉。
Washing people's bare feet is not a pleasant job.
那个洗人的这个脏脚可不是一件令人愉悦的。
And so that job always was given to the lowest servant.
所以这个洗脚的工作呢，是给地位最低的仆人的。
But that night,
但是那天晚上
，Jesus kneels down.
主耶稣就弯下腰来，跪下来。
And washes the feet of his disciples.
就洗了他门徒的脚。
Think about that.
你想一下。
The King of Kings
是万王之王
stoops to become the servant of his students.
就弯下腰来成了他学生的仆人。
And these were not great students.
这个可不是什么好学生。
Thomas,
多马
Peter,
彼得
even Judas is there, and Jesus washes his feet.
犹大也在那儿，耶稣也洗了他的脚。
And then he says to these disciples.
然后他就对这些门徒说。
If I,
如果我
your Lord, your teacher,
是你们的主，是你们的夫子
if I have washed your feet,
如果我都洗了你们的脚
you ought to wash one another's feet,
你们也当彼此洗脚
for I've given you an example,
我给你们做了榜样
that you should do as I have done,
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做
He's telling them,
他告诉他们
I want to show you what it means to have my image.
我想要你们显示怎么样是有我的样式
I want you to see God's purpose in transforming you
我想要看到神转变你们的这个目的
When you're being transformed into the image of Jesus
当你被改变成耶稣基督形象的时候
You can serve in the highest position without any pride
你可以在那个最高的位置来服侍但是却没有里边没有骄傲
You can serve in the lowest position without any shame
你却可以在最低的位置来服侍却不觉得羞耻
It doesn't matter
那个不重要
Because you're following the example of your master
因为你在跟随你主人的脚踪
And so position doesn't matter
所以这个地位不重要
You've ever watched people walk into a room
你有没有看到当一个人走到一个房间里的时候
conference room at work a dinner party
或者是在一个别的什么地方
they look around the room
他们就看看到房间里先首先瞟一眼
some are asking who's the most important person in this room
他们心里有的人就在问说这个房间里谁是最重要的
I want to be close to that important person
我想跟那个重要的人物呢
I want them to see me
我想他们能看到我
others assume I'll be the most important person in this room Everyone's going to look at me.
每个人都在看我。
When Jesus walked into a room,
当主耶稣进到一个走进一个房间的时候
he looked around the room.
他就看看这个房间。
He saw an outcast over in the corner.
他就看到一个就是没人理的人在这个角落里。
He saw an outsider who probably didn't even belong in the room, came in by accident.
他就看到一个外来者，他可能都不属于这群人，只是不知道怎么偶然进来了。
And he headed straight for them.
那主耶稣就直奔那个人。
Because he had no need to show his importance.
因为主耶稣不需要去展现他的重要性。
His purpose wasn't based on people realizing how impressive he was.
他的目的不是说人们有没有注意到我多有，就是我多重要。
He was there as a servant.
他在那儿是像一个仆人。
And so when we are being transformed into the image of Jesus.
所以当我们被更新转变成耶稣基督的形象的
It means
那就意味着
When we walk in the room
当我们进到一个房间的时候
We're not concerned about being seen as important
我们不在意说是不是被人高看被人看得很重要
We're concerned
我们所在意的是
Who can I serve
那我可以去服侍谁
Who can I love
我可以去爱谁
Who needs affirmation
谁需要一个肯定
When your purpose in life is found in position and power, it warps everything.
如果你在那个生命中，你的价值是在于不是在于这个位置啊，这些名望。
Your values, your relationships are based around this. How can I build myself up?
如果你的生命的目的就是我的价值是在于我如何抬高自己、建造自己的话。
But when your purpose is found in being like Jesus.
这样的会扭曲你所有的这个关系但是如果你的目的是在于你的目标是要像耶稣基督
Everything changes
那每样事情都改
Now people matter more than projects
现在呢人就比事更重要
Relationships matter more than status
关系就比这个地位更重要
Service matters more than power
服侍就比这个权力更重要
This is not just Sunday school talk.
这个不是主日学的一个讲道讲话。
This is real life for how I live at work on Monday.
这是我在星期一如何来过一个真实的生活。
It changes how I relate to people around me.
这是会改变我如何跟周围的人相连。
I begin to see them through the eyes of Jesus.
我通过耶稣的眼光来看他们。
And that allows me to care more about them than I do about my own concerns.
那就能让我对别人，就是看到别人的需要更胜于自己的需要。
A couple of weeks ago, I read a book on politics.
那几个星期以前，我在读一本关于那个政治的书。
I was not reading it to get any information for preaching.
我读那个不是要去找这个讲道的信息。
But I learned something incredibly helpful to me in this book.
我在这本书里面，我学到一个对我很有帮助的。
The book was written by a Jewish atheist.
这本书的作者呢，是一个犹太的无神论者。
A liberal from L.A.
他是从那个洛杉矶来的这个自由派，是一个自由派的记者。
And the book is on how silly the politics of Christians are.
他的这个写作的目的是要说这个基督徒的这个相信的政治有多么的愚蠢。
He did not write this book to make us feel good.
他写这本书的目的不是让我们感觉好，他是。
But the book made me feel very good.
这个，但这本书让我感觉挺好的。
For this reason.
原因就在于。
To do his study.
他为了要写这本书。
He went to a little town in Oklahoma.
他就去了那个俄克拉哈马的一个小镇。
Where 90% of the people in the town are church-going Christians.
然后这个小镇上90%的人都是去教会的。
In his mind, crazy people.
在他的这个思想里边，这些人都有点脑子不正常。
And he wanted to understand how we think.
他就想了解我们这些人是怎么想的，想法是怎么样的。
His wife, before he left, said.
在他离开洛杉矶之前，他太太对他说。
Don't tell them you're Jewish.
别告诉他们你是犹太人。
Don't tell them you're an atheist.
别告诉他们你一个是无神论者。
And whatever you do, don't let them find out that you're a liberal.
不管你做什么，千万别让他们知道你是个自由派。
Because in Oklahoma they have guns and they might shoot you.
因为在那个地方的人大家都有枪，那可能会开枪打你。
And she was serious.
她是很认真的说这个话的。
But he goes to this town.
然后他又去了那小镇。
And they find out that he's a liberal journalist from L.A.
他们就发现知道他是从洛杉矶来的一个自由派的记者。
That he's an atheist.
他是无神论。
And that he's there to write a book about why Christians think the way they think.
他在那儿写一本书，就是要说基督徒为什么这么想。
But here's why I was so encouraged by that book.
但是我为什么我这里这个部分就是我很被那本书鼓励到的。
He was amazed that these believers welcomed him into their homes.
他就很惊奇地发现呢，这些相信信主的人呢，竟然邀请他到他们家里边。
Even though they knew why he was there.
即使他们知道他的目的
they loved him.
他们还去爱他。
He said, I can remember sitting down at dinner and for the first time someone prayed for me by name.
他说我坐在这个晚餐桌边，他说在我生命中第一次有人提名为我祷告。
And they did not pray.
他们没有祷告的时候。
God, please punish this hateful atheist.
神啊，请你惩罚这个可憎的这个无神论者。
They prayed.
他们祷告说
God,
神啊
please bless our friend Joel.
请你祝福我们的朋友 Joel.
And you know, his family is back home. Watch over them while he's away.
他们的家庭就在那边，请你真的看顾保守他们的家庭。
And he writes in his book.
他在他的书里边写道
No one had ever prayed for me before.
在我之前没有任何人为我祷告。
And certainly I had never heard anyone pray that God would bless their political and religious opponent.
我当然更是从来没有听到说求神祝福他们宗教和政治上的对手。
He spends a week among Christians in this town.
所以呢，他就花了一个星期在这个基督徒的小镇上。
When he leaves,
当他离开的时候
he's still a political liberal.
他还是政治上的一个自由派。
He's still an atheist.
他还是一个无神论者。
And he still writes a book mocking our beliefs.
他仍然写了一本书，就是嘲笑我们的信仰。
But,
但是
he has been overwhelmed.
但是他真的是被感动到，也不知所措。
By the love of Christians for a journalist who disagrees with everything they believe.
就是这个基督徒像一个跟他们完全 就是反对他们意见的一个记者的这种爱。
And I came to the end of that book encouraged.
然后我读完那本书，我也挺受鼓励的。
Because here is a group of people.
因为这里是一群人。
Who are allowing God to achieve His purpose in their life.
就允许神在他们生命中成就神的目的。
Who are allowing God to transform them into the image of Jesus.
就是容许神把他们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
And here's what's really neat about that.
这个书里面最棒的是。
Told you, this is not just Sunday school talk.
这个我讲的这个不是只是主日学讲。
A little town in Oklahoma.
在俄克拉哈马的一个小镇。
There is no one in that town famous.
那个镇上没有什么名人。
There is no one in that town who's going to go to New York or L.A. and preach the gospel.
也没有什么人会到那个洛杉矶或者纽约去传讲福音。
But in a book that is a New York Times bestseller,
就在纽约时报的一个最佳畅销书里边。
Bought entirely by New York and L.A. liberals and me.
就那本书的那个，谁买那本书呢？只有那个纽约、洛杉矶的这个自由派，还有我。
Don't worry, I borrowed my copy so he wouldn't get any money from me.
别担心啊，我是借了这本书，所以他不能从我这儿赚到钱。
Those readers who believe nothing of us like we do.
他们对我们所信的一点都不相信。
They are reading the same story I read.
他们读到这个，我读到同样的故事。
About Christians.
就是读到说基督徒。
Who love their enemies.
去爱他们的仇敌。
Those people in Oklahoma,
那些在俄克拉哈马的小镇上
who have no influence,
他们没有什么影响力
have become a testimony,
他们成了一个见证
on the New York Times bestseller list,
在这个纽约时报的这个最佳畅销书上
and most of them don't know it because they'll never read that book.
可能其中很多人可能也不会读
When you and I,
当你和我
become like Jesus.
当我们像耶稣基督的时候
we become living testimonies to our world.
就成为这个世界的活的见证。
We're not going to reach our world by yelling at them.
我们不能说触摸到我们的世界就是靠着对他们喊。
We're not going to reach our world by waving signs, God hates whatever sin we're protesting.
我们也不是说去外边就是举着牌子说神憎恨这个什么罪这样。
We reach our world.
我们触摸到我们的世界，进到我们的世界。
When we are transformed into the image of Jesus,
当我们被转变成耶稣基督的形象的时候，我们就触摸到了我们的世界。
And allow Him to shine through us.
让他通过我们来彰显。
This purpose is big.
这个目标，这个意义是很巨大的。
And this purpose is true at all levels of society.
然后这个目的是在社会的各个阶层都是适用的。
Back in the 1940s,
再回到1940年,
if you had been a homeless person in Chicago,
如果你是在芝加哥的流浪汉,
you might have gone to the YMCA.
你可能会去 YMCA.
The Chicago YMCA was a homeless shelter.
在那个时候，那个芝加哥的 YMCA 是给那个流浪汉的那个避难所。
And if you had gone there, you would have been greeted at the door by a man named Horace Peach.
如果你到那儿的话，你可能在门口有个就是一个门卫，就是一个迎宾员叫赫里斯·皮奇。
Horace Peach had been a businessman.
这个赫里斯呢，他以前是一个商人。
10 years earlier during the Great Depression.
但是在那个大萧条期间呢
，He'd lost his business, lost his home.
他的那个生意就破产了，然后他的房子也没了。
Starting over.
然后他就从头开始。
And as he tried to rebuild his life,
当他重建他的生活的时候
Horace began asking,
赫里斯就开始问说
What is my purpose?
那我的目标是什么呢
And he determined that his purpose from Romans 8:29 was to become more like Jesus.
所以呢他从罗马书八章二十九节他觉得他人生目的就是要更像耶稣基督。
And so this man rebuilding his life from the bottom,
所以呢他就从这个社会的最底层
begins to say, how am I going to do that?
他就说我开始怎么做呢
And he's reading in the Gospels and he reads in Luke 5,
所以他就读路加福音他就读到路加福音第五章
that Jesus was a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
讲到耶稣是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The people at the bottom of society.
是这个社会最底层人的朋友。
And Horace Peach decides that his purpose in life. If he is going to be transformed into the image of
Jesus,
it means he will become a friend of the friendless.
就是他要成为这个无依无靠之人的朋友。
And so he goes to the YMCA in Chicago and applies for a job as the greeter at the door.
所以他就到 YMCA 就是申请一个工作，就成为他门口站的这个迎宾员。
As people come and they're looking for help,
当人来要寻求帮助的时候，
he's the one to welcome them and point them to the right office.
他就去欢迎他们，然后把他们带到应该去的地方。
He does a good job at this.
他做得很好。
And a few months later, he's offered a promotion.
所以几个星期之后，几个月之后呢，就是说要给他一个提升。
We'll give you a better salary.
就是这个提升呢，会让他。
And we'll give you an office to supervise part of the work here.
然后也让他做一个像一个经理这样去监管别人。
And he turns it down.
但是他拒绝了这个提升。
He says, "I want to be the first face a homeless person sees when they walk into the YMCA."
他说，我想这个流浪汉他进到这个 YMCA 的时候，我想他们看到第一张面孔就是我。
For 30 years,
所以有三十年之久。
He serves as the doorman at the YMCA.
他就在这个 YMCA 外边做这个门卫，就像这个迎宾员一样。
Repeatedly, he turned down other offers.
然后呢，他不断的有人给他别的这个一个工作，他就把他拒绝了。
And said, "My purpose in life is to be a friend of the friendless."
他说，因为我人生的目的就是成为这个没有朋友的无依无靠之人的朋友。
When he died, someone said at his funeral this.
所以呢，当他死的时候呢，有人在他的葬礼上说，
"When Horace talked to you." You felt important.
你感觉你很重要。
No matter what others thought about you,
不管周围的别的人怎么想你，
Horace knew you were important.
但是赫里斯知道你是重要的。
He had a short obituary.
所以在他的这个他的那个就是墓志铭上很短。
In the Chicago Tribune.
在哦，他是那个就是那个讣告上边很短，
And it said this.
就说的这样说的。
Horace Peach lived as a friend to the friendless.
赫里斯比奇，这个没有朋友的无依无靠之人的朋友。
He had found God's purpose in his life.
他已经找到了神对他生命的目的。
Transforming him into the image of Jesus.
把他改变成耶稣基督的形象。
Now maybe you hear that and you say, "Wait a minute."
也许你听到这个故事以后说，等一下。
Are you telling me?
你再给我说。
That in order to find God's purpose in my life. I have to quit my job and go work in a soup kitchen.
是到一个专门给那个流浪汉做汤的做饭的那个厨房里吗？
No, I'm not saying that at all.
我不是这样说的。
Because you see, Horace Peach had a son named Robert.
那个赫里斯有个儿子叫罗伯特。
Robert also worked in Chicago.
这个罗伯特也在芝加哥工作。
Not at the YMCA.
不是在 YMCA。
His office was in Sears Tower.
他的那个办公室在那个希尔斯大厦上。
What was then the tallest building in the world?
当时是全世界最高的楼。
And he was the vice president of quality assurance at Sears and Roebuck.
他就是那个希尔斯，就是这个零售店的，是管那个质检的这个副总。
Which at that time was the largest retailer.
当时那个希尔斯呢，就 Sears， 它是全世界最大的这个零售。
He wrote textbooks on quality control that were used in management schools.
所以他也写了，就是关于这个质检的教科书，是给这个专业的这些人士学的。
He was a consultant to the World Bank.
他也是这个世界银行的咨询师。
If Horace was at the bottom of the ladder,
如果他的爸爸是在这个成功阶梯的最底层，
Robert was at the top of the ladder.
那罗伯特是在最高层。
On the outside, they seem to have nothing in common.
从外边看，他们两个没有任何相似之处。
But what I'm wanting you to see this morning is they both had the same purpose in life.
但是我想你看到的是，他们两个都有同样的人。
Because Horace had communicated to his son.
因为赫里斯告诉他的儿子。
The way you find true meaning and purpose in life.
这个你发现人生真正目的的方式
is to allow God to transform you into the image of Jesus.
就是让神把你改变成他儿子耶稣基督的形象。
And so Robert applied that purpose.
所以罗伯特呢也把这个
to the corporate world.
把这个他的这个目标放在了这个商业界他的工作范围。
He lived for the purpose of becoming like.
Jesus.
所以他的人生目标就是活着像耶稣基督。
When he died, someone said this.
当他死的时候，有人这样说。
When a powerful foreign politician would visit Chicago.
当一个就是位置很高的、很有就是高位的政治家来参观芝加哥的时候。
When they would visit the Sears headquarters.
当他们去参观这个谢尔斯大厦的时候。
Bob would always invite them to his house for a home-cooked meal.
那这个罗伯特呢，就会邀请他们来家里吃饭。
He would make that foreign politician feel welcome.
他会让这个外国的这个政治家感觉他很受欢迎。
And
同时呢
，When Sears hired a new employee just on the bottom rung of the ladder，
当希尔斯真的是雇了一个新的一个雇员，从这个最底层来的。
And they came to Chicago and they felt lost in the big city。
当他们就是搬到芝加哥，在一个大城市里就是无所适从的时候
，Bob would say，
这个 Bob 就是罗伯特
会说。You can stay at our house until you find a place。
你可以先住在我们家，直到你找到一个住的地方。
High or low，
不管说这个人的位置高。
Everyone found an open door。
每个人都发现一个敞开的门。
Why？
为什么？
Because he wanted to be like Jesus.
因为他想要像耶稣。
So it's not about your position.
所以不在于你的地位。
Don't go out tomorrow and quit your job.
所以别明天回去就辞职。
Horace was on the bottom rung of the ladder.
那个赫里斯呢，是在这个阶梯的。
His son Robert was on the top rung.
他的儿子那个是在最高层。
But both understood that their position did not give them their purpose in life.
但是他们都知道，他们的地位并没有给他们人生的目的。
Their purpose.
他们的目的，他们人生的意义。
Was being transformed into the image of Jesus.
他们的目的，他们人生的意义就是被改变成耶稣基督的形象。
So this morning.
所以今天早晨。
Does your life have purpose?
你的生人生有意义吗？
The world says.
有目的吗？
Sure.
你这个世界说是当然。
If you move up high enough on the ladder.
如果你可以位置提得更高。
Sure, if you have a big enough salary.
如果你的薪水很高。
If you have a blue check mark on Twitter.
如果你在推特上有一个蓝标。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Regardless.
不管是发生什么。
Regardless of your position.
不管你是什么样的地位。
Your life has purpose.
你的生命是有目的的。
Why?
为什么？
And we know.
我们知道。
That for those who love God.
预先对那些说神爱神的人
，All things work together for good.
万事都是互相效力，是让他们得益处。
For those who are called according to His purpose.
是按照他的旨意被招来的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He predestined to be conformed to the image.
他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
So whatever your position,
所以不管你在什么样的
位置 whatever your job,
不管你什么样的工作
wherever God has put you,
不管是把你放在什么样的地方
His purpose for you is the same.
他对你的心意都是一样的
He's transforming you.
他在改变你
so that you will look like Jesus.
他在更改转变你更新你以至于你可以像耶稣基督的样式
And as you let him do that,
如果你让神在你的生命中这样来工作
It'll change your marriage,
会改变你的生
your family,
婚姻你的家庭
your work,
你的工作
the world around you.
你周围的世界
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
God, we look many places for meaning in our lives.
主啊我们在很多的地方去寻找人生的目的和意义
We become very frustrated.
有的时候就很灰心丧气
Many times we just kind of give up and accept that, well, this is all there is.
有的很多时候我们就放弃说哦就是这样了。
But this morning, would you help us to see that you have more for us?
今天早晨求你帮助我们你为我们预备了更多。
Would you help us to see the beauty of a life lived to look like you?
让我们能够看到一个照你的就是被转变成你的形象所能活出来这个生活的美。
And then, Lord, would you give us the desire and give us the grace to cooperate with you as you are accomplishing this purpose?
当你在我们生命中来成就这个目的的时候，给我们这个渴慕，也给我们这个恩典，让我们愿意来跟你和让我们愿意来这样做。
Not just to come and hear the words on Sunday and say, "Oh, that's nice."
不是星期天就早晨来听个讲道就说哦那很好。
But tomorrow morning,
而是明天早晨
on our way to work,
在我们去上班的路上
would you remind us what you are doing in our life?
求你真的是提醒我们你在我们生命中所做的
help us to say God,
让我们帮助我们可以说神啊
today,
今天
I will cooperate with your purpose,
我要跟你真的是配合你对我生命的目的我要
transform me into your image,
把我改变成你的形象。
Throughout this week,
整个星期
in the interactions that we have with those around us,
我们跟周围人的互动
in our families,
在我们的家庭中
would you remind us,
求你真的是提醒我们
I am shaping you in my image,
你再把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象
give us hearts that willingly cooperate with you,
给我们一个乐意的心可以跟你合作
I pray in Jesus' name.
可以有个愿意的心去跟随。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.